Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Paul. How you doing, man?
Hey, Bill. Good. It was actually an interesting weekend on Twitter with Packers debates and draft debates and quarterback debates. So that was I'm in full draft spirit now after some of the interactions over the weekend.
Very good. Not as to who they're going to get. We're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst coming up next. Uh-huh. But when all the discussions were done, what was your final takeaway?
Well, there's a lot. First off, there's been some disagreement, I think, and not that he's going to come out and say it, but I was rereading an article last night from Rob Domofsky about maybe the disagreement over the importance of the need for wide receiver. And I was watching this Mel Kiper, Todd McShay mock draft special that they had on TV over the weekend, and it brought up a lot of things that I was kind of scratching my head about. And it always makes me wonder, you know, is the thought process of myself and Bill and others like us off track, or is the national media that off track? And there's a couple of reference points I have to that, and it ties back to some of the stuff that Gutekunst said today. One of which is, as I referenced the Domofsky article, the need at wide receiver. The crawl is going across the bottom of the screen of this draft special, and it says Packers priority draft needs. Number one, wide receiver. And I said, the hell? It is? Wide receiver is the number one need? Like, am I that off base? Or
right.
Are they? And then I said, the Domofsky article that I referenced said, you know, Packers don't view wide receiver as a top four need. And I thought, whew, okay, I'm not like that far off base. Now, so there's a lot of things I think you can go to with that. And, you know, he talked about, you know, he even brought up the successor conversation. And that was another fun interaction over the weekend. Is Bill, have you ever had Bucky Brooks on from NFL.com or NFL Network?
Joe? I think we had him on one time, right? Yeah, last year we had him on.
Okay, yeah. So he said something in his NFL.com article that I kind of pulled out.
That was the quarterback article, right?
That's the quarterback article where he was talking about, you know, the pitfalls that the Seattle Seahawks shouldn't fall down in this new Russell Wilson deal. But then the kind of the subcategory to that, the number two point in his notebook, was the Packers need to draft Aaron Rodgers' successor right now. And I put that quote on Twitter. And Bill, I mean, you know, I haven't had my Twitter feed quite have that many engagements and mentions in quite a while. It was just, I would say it was 95% of people saying, this is the stupidest take I've ever heard, and 5% of people saying, I can see why this makes sense. And I think, you know, this kind of ties back to what even Gutekunst had to say, the word quarterback successor today. And this is kind of why I tie it all back to, which is, you know, Ryan Gutekunst said, like, for the most part, like, the hype over a successor is often overinflated, ..
Right.
But, you know, you always want to, you know, prioritize best player available, and, you know, the quarterback is an important position, blah, 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 blah. So I remain unconvinced that the Packers are uninterested in the quarterback with a high pick. I am the whole bringing Drew Locke in for a visit thing and reportedly having, like, real interest in him, not just, like, stirring up debate interest in him is interesting, but I also remain convinced that if the Packers do take a quarterback in round one, or even with pick 44 of round two, the internet is the phone lines
it'll blow up.
Are going to blow up.
Yeah.
Because again, 95% of the people that wrote back this quote that I pulled from Bucky Brooks were just like flabbergasted as to the quote unquote like stupidity of it. Now, you know, I can justify it. I'm not saying I would go draft Drew Locke. I'm not saying I would actually do it if I was in Brian Gutekunst's shoes, but I could justify it by kind of correlating back to what the Patriots did with Garoppolo and the Patriots did with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, there's what the Packers did with Rodgers when they had Favre at age 35.
Right.
So there's so much to unpack here. I'll just kind of stop there for now.
First of all, I'm not drafting a quarterback, and Joe and I were discussing this earlier, and I know that there's still people talking about it, but I'm just not. You just paid Aaron Rodgers, just traded for Deshaun Kizer, you just stick with what you got. That's right now the least of your worries, because you got many, many, many other holes to fill. Unless you absolutely get the talent that you want and it falls to you and you're like, wow, I can't believe this is falling into our lap, then you take it. Otherwise, go find yourself guys that are going to fill the holes that you need to be filled, or at least upgrade talent all throughout the rest of your roster. Give yourself additional depth, and that way it'll give yourself depth enough to be a better special teams unit as well. Because don't forget, as much as we talk about offensive and defense, their special teams have sucked swamp water the last few years. So it's time to make that a lot better. I'm not concerned about that. When it comes to the draft, there's people talking about specific positions. And it's easy to fall in the trap of what do they need most? Well, really, when you talk about injuries, you need everybody the most. So you need starters in the first couple of rounds, but I think you need depth all over. Would you not agree?
Well, you do. And, I was reminded of this over the weekend, too. So I don't know if you saw what the latest Mel Kiper selection for the Packers was at 12. This is
an offensive lineman, right?
A guard.
A guard, yeah.
Chris Lindstrom from Boston College. And when that kind of came out, and I mentioned it on Twitter, it was like I had it retweeted by somebody with the last name Lindstrom, so I assume that was a father or a brother or something. But more importantly, Packers fans were, you know, like, huh, like a guard?
Right.
And I think Bill, if that ends up happening, and, you know, and I've read the scouting reports on Chris Lindstrom and some of these other guards as well. Extremely athletic, they say Lindstrom is, and, you know, you're not positionally versatile. Like, you can't go out and swing to tackle, but you could play anywhere on the interior and would be a really, really good guard. I think the problem with that thought process, and, you know, you're asking about needs and different debates about what the Packers need or don't need and whether they just need good players. I think if you draft a guard at 12, it can only go one of two ways. If that guard turns into Zach Martin, it was a great pick.
Right.
If that turns into a good but not all-pro guard, it's a bad pick. I think if you go that high at guard, they have to be an all-pro or it's a bad pick. And that's not true of, like, any position on the field, probably, except I think that's how – I don't know if you agree or not, but I think that's how, you know, guard being, you know, I'm going to call it devalued position in the NFL, if you pick a guard that high, they have to be an offensive line-changing impact player – or you probably should have waited. And I think that's the interesting debate. If the right offensive lineman, especially interior offensive lineman, like what Mel Kiper was saying with his Chris Lindstrom guy from Boston College, I think that's kind of the debate there, is they had better be Zach Martin, or you probably didn't have the best pick at that value spot.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And Zach Martin, don't forget, I mean, he changed that franchise.
Oh, totally.
You know, I mean... So in the Packers, I mean, as Joe reminds me, they didn't have a problem cutting Sitton and T.J. Lang. When you're talking about guards, they had no big deal. We're going to go ahead and replace them. I just don't see them taking a guard. Look, if you take a tackle, you can convert to a guard that can still play tackle or back up Brian Bulaga. I get it. You're talking about versatility. But I'm not taking a pigeonholed guard with my 12th overall pick.
Just well, and there's a couple things. No, and that's kind of why, I mean, like, you know, it's kind of like you have to use the thinking person emoji, because it's like, huh? Like, I mean, I haven't studied the film on Chris Lindstrom. I read the scouting report, but, man, you had just better light the world on fire at guard if you're going to be picked that high. But a couple of things I think are interesting to note on that. One, the Packers are adding an additional draft pick to this year's class that they didn't have on last year's team, Cole Madison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth round pick last year.
Right.
He's a guard. You know, he's basically a rookie, you know, and so don't forget that you have basically a free fifth-round pick offensive lineman who specializes at guard being added to this team. Let's not also forget you gave $9 million guaranteed to Billy Turner, an offensive lineman who, if he's not a starting guard, then you're paying him $9 million to be a swing tackle in case Bulaga or Bakhtiari get hurt. That's a lot of money for a swing tackle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of people, myself included, thought, oh, he's probably going to be penciled in as a starting right guard, Turner, that is, you know, which means from left to right, you're going Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Lindsley, Billy Turner, Brian Bulaga, with Spriggs and Cole Madison among your backups. So, again, you go ahead and take Lindstrom or, you know, McCoy from Texas Tech and one of these other interior offensive linemen. They're not even starting? Question mark? Like,
right.
Is that really what you're doing with the 12th pick or even the 30th pick? So, yeah, I mean, there's a fascinating thing to unpack here in terms of positional need and, of course, what they end up doing. And if they do go quarterback in the first round, watch out. If they go offensive guard at 12, watch out, because I don't think there'll be a very positive reception among Packers fans if we see him.
Paul, we're looking forward to Thursday night. You're going to be out there with Gary and I, and it should be going to the Q Club of Wisconsin starting at 6 o'clock Thursday night, first round of the NFL draft. We will talk to you before then, but we'll see you out there too, okay?
Yeah, I mean, this is as much as there's so many things going on right now. I mean, Bucks fever, of course. The Brewers have a lot of interesting storylines. But I think Packers draft fever, at least for me, I'll speak for myself, kind of hit a fever pitch over the weekend. And so I'm looking forward to everything getting kicked off here in about 3 days.
Hey, the Bucks win tonight. We have nothing but the draft and Brewers to talk about.
Yeah, because they wouldn't play until like Saturday or Sunday. Right.
They wouldn't play until late next weekend. So,
yeah,
the Bucks will have some downtime, and we'll have a lot of time to contemplate what the Packers are going to do in the draft. So, yeah, we got a lot of work ahead of us. Paul, good stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Bill.
All right, pal. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-8648.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.